WHLM. Jim Doyle and the Husky Spotlight.
And now it's time for our halftime feature, Husky Spotlight. Today the spotlight is on Bloomsburg University men's basketball coach John Sano. John, the preseason of whatever sport is always a great time because everybody's undefeated,
right.
Everybody's optimistic. I know you are. Tell us why.
Yeah, just very excited about this group. We got some young guys mixed in with some veteran players, just really hardworking kids and guys that every day come to practice, ready to learn, ready to work, and just very excited to get the season started.
Last year, you barely missed the playoffs. You finished 12-14 overall. You lost two starters, Donnell, an excellent inside guy. Reuben Britt was an all-conference player a year ago. He put up big points on a number of big games. Obviously, that point production has to come from some other source. Where's it coming from?
Yeah, I think collectively as a group, I think we're going to be able to make that up on offense. I really believe our inside guys are much improved. Larry Webster, Trenton Epps coming back from last year, and then a guy by the name of John Schwartz, a transfer that we brought in who can really score the basketball. So I think inside we're going to be very productive, very efficient. And then we got some young wing players that we got to bring along, and they got to get some confidence going forward. But, you know, we're really looking for Trayvon Johnson to step in and take up a lot of that slack, maybe from the guard position that Reuben did last year. And Jesse Bitar also improved as a player and settled us down at the point guard position. So just collectively, just ready to go.
So you're not going to have one player to stand where Reuben did and score as many points as Reuben did, but collectively you can make those up.
Well, that's what we feel like right now as we're going through our preseason workouts and our scrimmages that we've had. I think it's going to be a mix of guys, and I think we're going to have a lot of balanced scoring and hopefully along to go with our tough defense.
You mentioned two young wing players. So tell us about them.
Well, Kendall Smith, Dante Jordan, those two guys are our freshmen. One's a redshirt freshman. Lorenzo Christmas is also a player that we're looking to that can really score the basketball and shoot the ball. All three of those guys are athletic and can play on the wing. And so, you know, we're hoping to get a production scoring from those three guys, depending on what night it is. You know, they're young players, so they're going to a lot of development with them, but very excited about their future.
You mentioned Trayvon Johnson and Larry Webster. I know you were very excited about them when you first recruited them. They came on the scene, made an immediate contribution. Last year they were very good. Now time to maybe be even better, maybe all-conference type.
Yeah, no question. It's time for them to step up and be all-league type performers this year. Larry Webster is just a very athletic guy who's done a lot, you know, as far as blocking shots and rebounding. But we need him to be more of a threat offensively, and he's really worked hard in the offseason with his back-to-the-basket game, and I think the Husky fans are going to see a much-improved player in that regard. And then he's a work in progress at the free-throw line. We really, hopefully, he can improve in that area, and if he does, it's going to help our scoring production. Trayvon Johnson, exciting player in the open floor, has really improved his shooting, and, you know, he's a player that we're going to look forward to get a lot of the scoring done for us as well.
Your team was picked sixth in the coaches' poll, sixth out of eight teams in the East. An insult or an inspiration?
Well, you know, a little bit of both. I mean, I felt like we gained a lot of respect last year being as close as we were. But, you know, it's got to inspire us to want to be better, to want to be good. And, you know what? We got to prove that we can get into that playoff spot, one of those playoff spots. So it's something that we got to, you know, take with us in the practice arena and then take that over to the court when we you know, lace it up and get ready to go to play the games.
Well, if any of your players are depressed by being picked sixth, tell them that unbeaten Kutztown was picked sixth in the PSAC East in football, and Mercyhurst, a team that's about to win the West, was picked seventh.
Yeah, I mean, that preseason rankings, you kind of throw those out the window. I think that the Pennsylvania Conference, the East, is going to be very tight. Every night you're going to have to show up and really perform well, play hard, and every possession is going to count. And, you know, I think you're going to see some very good teams battling night in and night out in our conference.
Well, John, tell us, for fans that come to the Nelson Fieldhouse, and we hope a lot of them will come out because the place was renovated last year, more work on it. It's just a fabulous facility right now. For those that come out and see Bloomsburg University men's basketball, What style of team will they see?
Well, I think number one, you know, we've always been very consistent on the defensive end. Last year, we were the number one defense in the conference. Field goal percentage defense from the two and from the three. We ranked ninth in the country. So I think you're going to see a very prepared team, a team that's going to come out and play very hard night in and night out. Especially on the defensive end. And then, we're really looking to improve what we did offensively, and I think we're going to shoot the ball better from both the three-point line and the foul line this year. And you're going to see an exciting team, a team with some athletic guys that can get up and down the floor, guys that can play above the rim and hopefully excite the fans, excite the crowds with some high-flying dunks and block shots and that type of stuff.
We talked about the recruiting of Trayvon Johnson and Larry Webster. I know Ronnie Benson came in as a very good recruit for you. Unfortunately, he missed last year with injury. He's back. What do you expect from him?
Yeah, Ronnie's really, improved as well. He's a player that can really shoot the basketball and spread the defense and really create a lot of spacing for us so we can play inside out. He's a tough-minded guy. He's a tough physical player. So we're looking for him to come in and do some good things this year.
So one more scrimmage to go. Goldie Beacom on Tuesday, right?
Yep.
And then into the regular season, Husky fans will have two opportunities to see the basketball team before the holiday break. Monday, the opener against Penn State Schuylkill at the men's and women's doubleheader, November 15th. And then Saturday, November the 20th, against Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, just looking forward to the start of our season. Just very excited with where our guys are right now as far as their work ethic and their preparation, in practice. And so just ready to get going.
I want to remind you, every men's and women's Bloomsburg University basketball games will be heard on WHLM during the course of the season. John, looking forward to it. Best of luck in that scrimmage, and we'll see you on Monday night, the 15th.
Thanks, Jim.
WHLM, Columbia County Sports Leader.